Do you understand the purpose of human existence as we enter the new millennium? World News and Prophecy presents an analysis of world affairs and the answers to the great questions of life in light of the Word of God. This program will help you unlock the true meaning behind the events in the Middle East, the global economy, politics, and religion. And now, for World News and Prophecy, Dr. Donald Ward.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to today's program. If you were going to build a new society, a new world, what would form the foundation of your new world? By foundation, I mean, what would be the one thing that makes your new world work? Remember, the foundation supports the entire structure. So if the foundation fails, then the entire structure falls and crumbles. We're all familiar with the story of Humpty Dumpty who sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Humpty Dumpty sat on an unsure foundation. If you're sitting on a wall, you can fall off in two directions, or you can fall on your face, or you can fall backwards and perhaps still remain on the wall. But when Humpty Dumpty fell, it was disastrous. He could not be put back together. What would you say the societal structure of the United States is built on? Is it built on love and compassion and concern for the welfare of your neighbor? Is it built on the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you? There are people who walk among us who are filled with love and compassion and who try to love their neighbor as themselves. But even these people are helpless to do anything about the foundation that our current Western society is built on. So what is the foundation of the American system? The foundation of our society is money. And he who owns the money supply controls the world. All the world's systems, religion, education, ecology, agriculture, economics, politics, and our culture depends on money to operate it. Most people hardly ever think about economics. Economics has been made into a mysterious system that challenges the money managers, even them, to understand how it really works. René DeLévy describes the world's economic situation in the following terms. Actually, he compares the world's financial structure to a casino. He asks, have you ever been in the casino of Monaco, the one of Marco, or ones of the dozens in Las Vegas? And of course, now casinos have sprung up all over the world. Many are now in the state of Mississippi and some in Louisiana. He goes on to say, I would never enter just one of them, being still quite normal and having a sense for work. And so I would never throw away salaries out of the window in a casino with the help of governments allowing that crime. But you may still go there and find out what you see is a small-scale model of exactly what represents our world as a whole. All is one huge cash machinery, with always the same few winners, and the rest are always the same losers. That's why some get billions and the rest of the human masses become poorer and poorer. He goes on to say that we could have thousands of models to live on Earth by, but we have taken a decision on a stupid, quote, cash and money world, end of quote. And this world's reality works all the time just according to one simple law of nature. Cash flows and always from the poor to the rich. In fact, the Apostle James writes in James chapter 5 that one of the reasons why God is going to intervene in the end times has to do with the fact that the workers cry out and God begins to hear and answer their prayers and he intervenes. DeLévy then turns his attention to the stock market and describes it. Quote, The money world implies that firms be handled like apples, and to do so, instead of cash, they invented shares, bonds, treasury zeros, hedge funds, and investment crooks. He continues, now the system is such that it must be nature produce deadly bubbles. The system has to produce deadly bubbles by its very nature. In former times, only the richest people were concerned, and or small areas and groups or things such as New Yorkers or real estate and the rest of other markets and countries continue to function. Today, the bubble is worldwide and covering all fields. This means that the next collapse will be total and complete, and it will last for all times. It will be, in fact, the ultimate economic collapse. The major values in banks, insurance, reinsurance, old age, hedge funds, health, and other securities are in paper values handled at money casinos in New York, Tokyo, Chicago, Frankfurt, London, Paris, Zurich, Hong Kong, Singapore, and thus stock exchanges, when they tumble, just about everything tumbles. The world collapse of this casino will produce a loss of values in trillions that will destruct capitalism in a way that not even Karl Marx could have foreseen. In this time, also Russia and China will be concerned, and the weak countries like India and the whole of Africa will become even much weaker even than it is today. And Africa is in sad shape today as we see disease and poverty and warlords and all kinds of activities that plague the sons of men across the continent of Africa. On Monday of this week, the markets crashed around the world in Asia and in Europe, losing between 5 and 8% of their value. If you only had $100, that might not sound like much. You would lose $5 or $8. But when you're trading in the millions and the billions, approaching the trillions, 5% is a huge amount of money. Fortunately, U.S. markets were closed Monday in observance of Martin Luther King's birthday. As Federal Reserve officials in the U.S. saw what happened in foreign markets around the world on Monday, it acted preemptively and called an emergency meeting of the directors. And by a vote of 8-1, they agreed to lower interest rates by 3/4 of a point, bringing the prime rate down to 3 3/4%. Most people don't understand that the so-called Federal Reserve is a consortium of privately owned banks. About the only thing federal about the Federal Reserve is that the President of the United States nominates the chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve, and then that nomination must be confirmed by the Senate. The government and member banks borrow from the Federal Reserve and then must pay interest on the money they borrow. Nearly all the money in the United States, except for coins, is borrowed into circulation. That's why you hear about the interest on the national debt. The bank charges you more interest on the money that you borrow than what they pay to the Federal Reserve. But a lot of banks had done what they call subprime lending, and then as various borrowers began to have to default on their loans, this has caused a tremendous chaos in the banking system that has reached around the world. Upon opening on Tuesday, U.S. markets fell 500 points and then recovered to a loss of about 150 points. But if the Federal Reserve had not taken the steps that it had taken and lowered the prime rate by 3/4% down to 3.75, the losses would probably have been much greater. So it seems that the bubble was resuscitated temporarily, and although crippled, it is still breathing. We haven't yet reached the status of Humpty Dumpty's great fall, but we're teetering on the edge of the wall, and the wall becomes thinner with each passing day. How did we come to the place that we live and die based on the money on hand? In ancient times, economics was quite simple. Goods were traded, and there was no medium of exchange except the goods themselves. You traded a bushel of corn, maybe for a bushel of potatoes, or whatever goods you might be trading. But over time, a medium of exchange was developed that enabled trade to take place in distant places without actually exchanging goods. Over the centuries, gold and silver became the principal mediums of exchange. Gold and silver had value, inherent value. But it was difficult to transport gold and silver, and there's only so much gold and silver on the earth, so man came up with the idea of printing money backed by gold. In other words, a dollar would be backed by, let's say, a third of the value would be in gold. In other words, for every dollar printed, there would be a certain amount of gold held in reserve to back the paper money. But in 1971, President Richard Nixon removed the gold from backing the dollar, ending the predominance of gold in the international monetary system. Now, of course, gold is still very much traded on the world markets, and some countries still have vast hoards of gold. Now the world's financial system is a house of cards, a confidence game, because the money that you have or I have in the bank is an electronic entry on a computer hard drive. Billions of dollars are electronically transferred around the world on a daily basis. Hear it again, electronically transferred around the world. The dollars don't actually change hands physically. It is an electric entry. So no actual dollars were transferred, just entries on a ledger of the hard drive. You can go to the bank and ask for your balance, and they will call up your account on the computer and print you a statement. Your statement reflects what the ledger on the hard drive reads. So it is a big confidence game. U.S. financial institutions have now come to the point that they cannot borrow or beg enough money to cover their losses in the so-called subprime lending schemes that have taken place and the resulting defaults. They have now have to go to China and the oil-rich Arab countries in an attempt to borrow and beg enough money to cover their bad debts. And America has become the greatest debtor nation on the face of the earth. And China and the Arab countries come to their rescue and bail them out and lend them billions of dollars. Why? The reason is that if the U.S. economy collapses, the whole house of cards come crashing down, and the whole world goes into recession, or worse yet, long-term depression. When we come back for the next segment of our program, we'll continue to explore a question of choosing. Will you choose money, or will you choose the rock? If you would really like to understand what is going on in our world, then you need to subscribe to the Good News Magazine, a magazine of understanding that addresses the issues of the day, addresses them from many different perspectives and also from a biblical perspective. Also, you need to call for our free booklet on The Road to Eternal Life and the booklet, The Church That Jesus Built. We will send you a free subscription to the Good News Magazine and the booklet, The Road to Eternal Life and The Church That Jesus Built, free of charge. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, No one will call on you, and there will be no follow-up. These publications will help you understand what is going on in the world today and help you get on the path in which you can make the right choices. Are you going to choose the route of money and count on money and material goods to save you in the days that lie ahead? Or will you hide yourself in the true rock, the rock of ages? All you have to do to receive the free literature is to call our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. Once again, that toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. We'll send you the free subscription to the Good News Magazine, the booklet on the road to eternal life, and the booklet, The Church That Jesus Built. So pick up the phones and call right now. And we're going to go back now and to the next segment of our broadcast. We'll explore the question, continuing with, what are you going to choose, money or the rock? We have seen in the first segment of our program today that the economic system and the whole United States, and for that matter the whole world, is in serious trouble today. Not only the economic system, but all of the systems of the world are in trouble today, because all of the systems of the world today depend upon money to operate it. We hear about the ecology system and the crisis that the ecology system is in. We hear about education and religion and agriculture and politics and our whole culture. We hear about culture wars, and we hear about all kinds of things. But even anything that you want to name today depends upon you having enough money. We have seen in the first segment of our program that money has come to be really an entry on a computer, on a computer hard drive, and that the actual money is not there. So it is a confidence game. It is like a house of cards. You pull the right card and all of the cards come tumbling down. There is no real wealth. It is fiat money created out of thin air. All the politicians talk about growing the economy and creating jobs. This means producing more consumer products. 75% of the U.S. economy is based on consumerism. The garbage dumps, the junkyards, and the landfills are packed full and spilling over. But we are urged to buy, buy, and buy some more. Throw away the old and buy the new. We have created a system that will eventually destroy us. 90% of Americans live in urban areas, and they depend on the agriculture and food industries to supply their needs. So many of our people today are not producing anything, and yet we continue to build more health care facilities, more so-called service facilities, such as restaurants, hotels, motels, and it seems we can't get enough people to serve in the service industries at minimum wage. But no matter where you're serving and no matter where you are, you cut off the money to the farmer and the food processors and distributors, and the food chain shuts down. Cut off the energy supply in any of these systems, and the world reverts back to life as it was in the Middle Ages. But we don't have the infrastructure to support life as it was during the Middle Ages. We would be thrown into a state of confusion and chaos immediately. The long and short of where we stand today is the fact that all the world's systems are living on borrowed time. They are on life support, but the peoples of the world continue to live as if all things continue as from the beginning. The lives of celebrities will generate more attention than the state of the economy. So if you were going to build a new world, what would be the foundation of your new world? Would the foundation of your new world be based on eternal principles, or would it be based on money? The Bible states in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, that money is the root of all evil. Now, some want to say that the Bible actually states that money is a root of all evil. But there is no indefinite article in Greek, so money, according to the Bible, is the root of all evil. And one of the reasons why money is the root of all evil is the fact that it is used to control people. And it also is one of the things that generates the principal things that people fall to in when Satan is trying to entice them, seduce them, and cause them to sin. That is, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. People look at money and say that money will buy me the things that I want, and that's all I need. People do just about anything for money because they view it as the key to happiness. You know, a new world is coming, and the foundation of that new world will be based on the foundational teachings of Jesus Christ, eternal principles. They won't be based on money. Now, people today, many people talk about religion being the problem. The reason is that basically no one has ever really put into practice what Jesus Christ taught. Who can fault, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you? Who can fault, love your neighbor as yourself? Well, you can fault it if you're trying to garner all the goods to yourself and all the money to yourself so you can control and rule over other people. You can begin to build your new world today upon the true foundation. You don't have to wait for the new world that is coming. You can begin today. Note what Jesus told his followers. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And when the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine, and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Just as the systems of this world are going to fall and come crashing down because they are built upon a faulty foundation. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Jesus Christ is that rock. He is the true rock. He is the rock of ages. He will be the foundation of the new world that is coming. He can be your foundation right now. This new world is called the kingdom of God in the Bible. Jesus began calling out ambassadors of this new world during his earthly ministry here on earth, and he is still calling ambassadors out today. Ambassadors of this new world to help him restore the systems that will bring peace and prosperity to all the peoples of the world. Note what Jesus told his disciples, Matthew 16:18, "And I say unto you, you are Peter," in Greek Petros, little rock, "and upon this rock," Petra, meaning big rock, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell," the gates of the grave, "shall not prevail against it." The church of God will not die out because it is built upon the rock. The systems of this world are going to come crashing down because they're built upon a faulty foundation. This foundation that Jesus Christ is building is likened unto a building or a temple. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 3:11, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." As the Apostle Paul explains in Ephesians 2, this building or kingdom will consist of Jew and Gentile, all peoples of all kindreds, races, and tongues, for God is not a respecter of persons. Jesus Christ, the foundation, made it possible for all the peoples of the world to be joined together in this kingdom. Note how the Apostle Paul summarizes this awesome event. This is Ephesians 2:19-21. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Jesus Christ is the foundation and the head of the corner. Do you want to get in on the ground floor of this building, the spiritual temple that will eventually rule over the nations of the world? As I mentioned earlier, you can start building on the rock today. Will you choose money or will you choose the rock? In the days that lie ahead, you will hear a lot about how to survive the coming economic collapse. As we have already witnessed, gold and precious metals and hard assets will increase in value as people move from fiat wealth that can be wiped out overnight by their stocks falling on the stock market. But this, whatever they buy, gold, silver, will not save them during the day of the Lord. God is going to intervene and bring this world into judgment. God is going to intervene for many reasons. First and foremost, because of sin. Because we have forgotten God and made material things into idols. Because of our unbelief. But paradoxically, and the reason in the ultimate sense is, you might think it paradoxical, because He wants to save us from ourselves. Christ states in Matthew 24:21-24, "For then shall be great tribulation." The then is after the abomination of desolation is placed. "Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened." God is going to have to save humankind from Himself. "Therefore, if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." The only way that you can prevent being deceived during the time that lies ahead is for you to open the page of your Bible and develop a love affair with the truth. The event that is lying ahead is described in the book of Revelation. In Revelation 6:12, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell under the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb." The prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 2 talks about the rich men of the earth have hoarded for themselves gold and silver for these days, and they will throw that gold and silver to the bats and the moles, and they will try to hide in the rocks. "For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand?" So will you build on the rock or on the sand? Will you choose money? Or will you choose the true rock, the rock of ages, Jesus Christ, and build on that foundation? One thing we can count on is that money will continue to flow into the bank accounts of the rich people of the earth. But you can be the richest person on the earth by building on the true rock. You have been listening to World News and Prophecy. For the free literature offered on this program, you may call our toll-free number, a free subscription to the Good News Magazine, also the booklet, The Road to Eternal Life, and the booklet, The Church That Jesus Built, will send free of charge, no follow-up, no one will call on you. All you have to do is call our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. And be sure to be tuned to this station at this time next week for World News and Prophecy.